Our epistle for this Feast of St. Anne is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. A valiant woman, who can find her? Her value is also far more than the greatest limits. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he finds no lack of gain. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar, and she rises while it is still night and gives food to her household and a portion for her maidens. She looks around for a field and buys it. With the earnings of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and makes strong her arms. She feels and sees that her merchandise is good. Her lamp is not put out at night. She lays her hands on the distaff, and her finger grasps the spindle. She stretches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her domestics are clothed with thick garments. She makes for herself coverlets, and her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known at the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linens and sells them. She makes linen garments and sells them and delivers girdles to the merchants. Strength and dignity are her clothing, so she laughs at the days to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and kindly counsel is on her tongue. She looks well after the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many women have gathered together riches, but thou hast excelled them all. Gracefulness is deceptive, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord deserves praise. Give her the reward of her work, and let her deeds bring her praise at the gates. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 44 through 52. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the disciples. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. He who finds it hides it, and in his joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, and when he finds a single pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net cast into the sea that gathered in fish of every kind. When it was filled, they hauled it out, and sitting down on the beach, they gathered the good fish into vessels and threw away the bad. So will it be at the end of the world. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from among the just, and will cast them into the furnace of fire, where there will be the weeping and the gnashing of the teeth. Have you understood these things? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, so then every scribe instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings forth from his storeroom things new and old. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Have you understood these things? They said to him, yes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today is the Feast of St. Anne. Anne is the patroness of Christian mothers. And Holy Mother brings to us lessons for our consideration in the Gospels, the teachings of Christ, parables, not just for her feast day, but also for the Sunday. In Sunday, we are given another parable. That parable comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, and it talks about the unjust steward, who, having been found lacking in his responsibilities, he was going to be fired from his position. For now thou canst be steward no longer. And he went and he found other people who he could help in the position that he still had up to the point. And it says, therefore, calling together everyone of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, how much dost thou owe my Lord? And he said, 100 barrels of oil. Take thy bill, he says, and sit down quickly and write 50. And another, which dost thou owe? He said, 100 quarts of wheat. He said to him, take thy bill and write 80. And it says something very interesting. It says, the Lord commended the unjust steward. For as much as he had done wisely, for the children of this world are wiser than in their generation than the children of light. And I say to you, make unto yourself friends with the mammon of iniquity, that when you shall fail, they shall receive you into the everlasting dwellings. Lots of people don't understand these parables. But in order to explain them, I'd like to tell you of an incident that happened. Two incidents. First, it was a sick call was called on to the bedside of a lady who was dying. She was in the hospital, and I was called there. And she was nervous and agitated. We started praying prayers for her, gave her absolution, gave her extra unction, gave her the apostolic blessing, prayed the prayers for the dying, made sure she had the brown scapular on, and she had a rosary and a crucifix near at hand, and holy water, and she was at peace. She was calm. There was a look on her face of peace and tranquility. And she died later that night. In the very same hospital, at the very same time, as I had just finished with all the prayers and I walked out into the hallway, there was a hellish screaming coming from down the hall. And it shocked me. And it didn't seem like too many people were too concerned about it. The nurse was at her nurse station. The attendants kept doing their little duties around through the hospital floor. But it really shook me to the core. It's like, there has to be something that they can do. So I went to the nurse and the nurse's station there and asked, what's wrong? Can something be done? Can I help out in any way? And the nurse very plainly told me, well, she's not Catholic, but she is dying. Oh, well, maybe I can just go say some prayers. No, she has asked for no ministry of any type, no priest or preacher to be at her bedside. It's a specific written down. The contrast was solemn. The lady at peace and prepared. And the lady who was trying to fight death. I don't know what it was. That's the only way I can define it. Today's parable of the gospel is about a time that will come for all of us. For we are all unjust stewards. Scripture says the just man falls 7 times a day. If we realize this, we have the humility enough to realize this, now we can do something about it. We can prepare when that time does come and we are called to make an account of our stewardship. If you continue reading in the Gospel of St. Luke, Christ tells of another parable of a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linens, feasted upon sumptuous food every day, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, desiring to be filled with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, and no one did give him. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried in hell. He lifted up his eyes. When he was in torment, he saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water to cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And Abraham said to him, Son, remember that thou didst receive good things in thy lifetime, and likewise Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. Besides all this, between us there is fixed a great chaos, so that they who would pass from hence to you cannot, and from thence come hither cannot. And he said, Then, Father Abraham, I beseech thee that thou wouldst send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brethren, that he may testify to them, lest they be put. They also come to this place and tormented. And Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. But he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one of them from the dead They heard, "They will do penance." And Abraham said to him, "If they hear not Moses nor the prophets, neither will they believe if one rise again from the dead." And this is where the lesson is for us. We have time now. We are part of the group who should be seeking the treasure in the field, the pearl of great price, and willing to sell all that we have to have that pearl, to have that treasure. And what is that treasure? Heaven. Now, if we have messed up in the past and we have sinned in the past, we can bemoan that and let that concern us. Or we can do something about it, and that's where charity comes into play. It says in Scripture, charity covers the multitude of sins. Charity is not what people see, but what the Lord sees and how we treat others in His name. Too many people categorize charity as a lot of fake notions. Charity is what the Lord sees in our hearts, how we treat others. What you do to the least of my brethren, He says, you do to me. And so as we continue with Holy Mass today, and we go forth upon our week, as we petition to Saint Anne, the grandmother of our Lord, let us ask for the grace to be good stewards of what has been given to us, to make amends for any faults and failings that we have, and to practice all the charity that we can to whomever we can, however we can. People have asked me before, well, how can I practice charity? I mean, where do I give money to? I don't know about these people on the side corner of the streets. Well, that's why we have a poor box in the back. Your donation is anonymous, and it is there to help the poor, and we do help the poor from that portion that you give. And whether or not you have monetary help you can give, you can always, always, always pray and sacrifice. Our Lady of Fatima says, so many souls go to hell because there's no one to sacrifice and to pray for them. Now that's great charity when we sacrifice and we pray for poor sinners. And never ever forget the poor souls in purgatory. They are there to purify themselves on account of faults that they have committed and not being absolutely prepared when that time did come and the net was cast and they were drawn up. But we can alleviate their pain and diminish their punishment by our simple petition and prayers, especially at Mass and on our daily prayers. Now I ask you, do you understand these things? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.